Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network, brought to you today by Fauch AgriService in downtown Grand Junction. This is Coltrane Carlson. We have two guests with us on the show with us today because of Bell Tower Festival now officially being less than a week away from kicking off this year. We have Philip Heisterkamp, who is the chair of the Bell Tower Festival Committee, along with Emily Dyer joining us. So thank you very much, both of you, for coming on today.
Absolutely. Thanks, Coltrane.
You bet. So first and foremost, Philip, we had you on last week and we neglected to talk about your theme. So can you share with us what that is?
The theme, the year is 2023, Coltrane, and the number 23. Who do you know that is very famous for wearing the number 23?
His Airness, Michael Jordan?
That's right. Absolutely. So therefore, we're playing on the theme of 23, Michael Jordan, and he's largely recognized as the GOAT of basketball, the greatest of all time. We're using Michael Jordan, his number, and the term Live Your Legacy, which Emily Dyer gets credit for coining, as our theme, and even incorporating goats, literal goats, just for some fun in with all of this. But last year, we celebrated 150 years of Jefferson's existence. That was a nod to the past. This year, we're trying to salute the future and saying, let's live our legacy, the best life we can live right now, today.
Emily, how did it feel to be the brainchild of the ultimate theme for this year's Bell Tower Festival?
Well, first, I want to say thanks to Phil for the nod, but yeah, I must have just came up with that as a sleep-deprived mom, and that must have just fit. It fits our theme, like Phil said, saluting to the future, just live your legacy. So,
well, yeah. And other parts other than coming up with a theme for this year, I'm sure you'd like to talk to us all about the wonderful vendors and food trucks galore that are going to be at this year's festival.
Yeah, so this year I'm pretty excited. I've been working alongside my husband Josh, and we got both State and Wilson plumbful of vendors, about 43, and 19 of those being food trucks. So I'm pretty excited. We have a lot of new people, some old returning, but a lot of new. The one most requested was coffee. I have two coffee trucks coming. I have a donut truck. I have lots of ice cream, snow cones, Mexican, Chinese, American, you name it, we probably have it. So I'm pretty excited for that.
So then, Emily, tell us a little bit more about the different registrations and entries that people need to be aware of ahead of the festival. What should they sign up for?
Yeah, so you need to have registration done before any of these events. But starting on Thursday night, we have our downtown dinner. So tickets for that is $50 a person, and you need to be registered ahead of time. And there's only a limited amount of spots available, so we'd like to have you do that earlier, the better. And then on Friday morning, the Greene County Medical Center is hosting a golf tournament, so they need teams registered for that. And then we also have the escape room truck, which that is limited to a certain amount of people as well. So if you'd like to participate in that, there's registration available. And then we have our bags tournament, where it's teams of two, and that's happening Friday night. And then on Saturday, you can register for the parade through the Rotary. Wine tastings available on the square, along with pickleball tournament. And through the rec center, we have our 3-on-3 basketball tournament, our ding dong dash run, and a disc golf tournament.
So a lot of things for a lot of people to enjoy. And Philip, turning our attention over to you, can you hit up some other highlights for your schedule that next Thursday through Sunday?
Thursday, we have some unbelievable gifts, including, you know, A-plus experiences to Minnesota Vikings games, Iowa State football, Chris Stapleton concert tickets when he comes to Wells Fargo. And we're absolutely stoked about Hy-Vee coming to cater our dinner, and they're going to grill ribeye on the spot. And so it hits your plate hot and ready on Thursday night. They said they're going to get corn on the cob shipped in from somewhere where it's ready in the United States. We've got a special dessert from the Centennial, and another alumni has a cookie company out of Des Moines. She's going to bring some cookies. We've got Green Goods and Andy Krieger bringing in lettuce and greens. Like, this is going to be an amazing dinner experience that I hope people can really come to and enjoy and realize that there are phenomenal vendors and people in our county who put out a phenomenal product that's as good as anywhere as you'll ever see. I think this year we've tapped into that and we're able to let people shine and I'm stoked.
Obviously, then on Friday, we go back to the original opening ceremonies. That takes place Friday evening, right?
Correct. Yes. That's going to be great to kick off the Bell Tower Festival. Tower Fame is really a traditional thing that I think we've brought some life back to again. We even have someone who's going to sing the national anthem, and her voice is amazing. So that's going to be worth seeing. And, you know, right when that's going on, the Bags Tournament will start, and the live music will start right after that. So it's a jammed weekend, man. There's not much more we can fit. It's going to be phenomenal.
Talk to us about the audition for Sunday that you've got going on.
Sunday. Very excited. Confirmed this recently. The Landon Martin Memorial Fishing Derby happens with the Martin family. They have their pond or the lake, as they call it, I think. That's where they'll host this fishing derby. And it's really for kids. It's for kids of all ages. And I think it's a phenomenal thing to have on Bell Tower weekend. It's going to happen on Sunday. And kind of to close the Bell Tower Festival weekend, and we want to promote it and make sure people know that there's an awesome family event going on Sunday where you can get outdoors, learn to fish, and have some fun with your family doing that as well.
How do people get involved with that, Philip?
Through our website and social media, we will be pointing people to Bryce Martin and the Martin family. Registration is free. There's no cost for that. And so it's very easy to sign up and get involved. And there will be information on our website and social media soon.
And then one final thing we probably want to let people know about is they can get their t-shirts now and sport them during the Bell Tower Festival.
That's right. We've got some awesome swag, some really cool t-shirt designs and some stuff. We're going to keep building that t-shirt compilation so that year after year after year, you have a bigger pool of awesome t-shirts to choose from. So you can order that online through a merch on the website, and you can pick it up the Friday of the Bell Tower Festival and wear it all weekend long.
Philip, any other things you'd like to say in your closing statement of our interview today?
Yeah, I have to say thank you to our sponsors and our team. We have the biggest, most innovative, most creative Bell Tower Festival team yet. Mm-hmm. So it's been built up year after year. This is the strongest the team has been. And huge thanks to all the people who are willing to volunteer their time, their effort, their money into making the festival truly, competitively, one of the best small town festivals in Iowa. This team, we're not done yet. There's more to do.
And that's Philip Heisterkamp. He's the chair of the Bell Tower Festival Committee, along with Emily Dyer joining us here. Listen, Let's Talk Green County, presented today by Fauch Agri Service in downtown Grand Junction, your channel seedsman. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.